five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll!
Let's go! Fire! Fighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In a moment, we'll join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins in the town hall of Plum Valley, where with their host, editor Tom Culpepper, they're trying to persuade the town council of the desperate need for a proper fire department. But the opposition of Turner Lawson, president of the council, had been so unfair that it angered Tom. And without quite realizing the serious consequences to his cause, he has put the chief and Tim in something of a tight spot. Now, we'll get back to the fight ahead of them right after the following message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's join the excited crowd in Plum Valley's town hall the day after the office in the plant of the Courier, Tom Culpepper's newspaper, had burned to the ground because of a mix-up in which not a single volunteer fireman had appeared. This was the crowning touch in a series of fires that had endangered life and property because the town had neither proper equipment nor trained firefighters. The editor's fighting editorial had gotten people out to the meeting of the town council, but Turner Lawson, the chairman, had quickly brushed Chief Cody's arguments aside when he said,
"Chair will entertain a motion to table this useless talk of spending money for firefighting frills we don't need."
"I so move. I second the motion."
"All those in favor will signify by raising their hands." "It is so ordered."
"Mr. Lawson, this is a desperate situation, and we're entitled to a full discussion of it."
"You're out of order, Editor Culpepper. Now, if the meeting will come to order, I'd like to make a few remarks about the coming election."
"Say, Chief Cody, isn't that their fire bell?"
"I'm afraid it is, Tim."
"Hey, Perkins, your porch is on fire. I can see it from the window here."
"Just keep calm, everybody. I see enough of our regular volunteers in the audience to have the blaze out in a jiffy."
"Jiffy? From better experience, they'll be lucky to get it out at all."
"How about that, men? Shall we show Tom Culpepper and his firefighting friends we're quite capable of handling it?" "That's a challenge, Lawson,
and I accept it."
"Take it easy, Tom.
If you want to see what experience and training means, Lawson, I'll pit my friends against raw volunteers any day. Chief Cody and Private Collins can't refuse to fight a fire."
"Of course we can't, Tom.
If they don't have that fire out before your men even arrive, I'll eat that editorial I wrote word for word."
The crowd surges toward the door, the volunteer firemen pushing ahead in their hurry to get to the nearby fire barn and bring their truck into action. Tom beckons his friends to follow him.
"Come on, Chief. Down through the basement and out the side door. Cross one yard and we'll be at the fire."
"We'll do the best we can, Tom, but I can't say I like making a contest out of serious business like this."
"Well, if it wasn't serious, I wouldn't be doing this, Chief. All our talk was getting us nowhere."
"That Turner Lawson is not only stubborn, he's blind, Tom. Anyone can see this town need equipment."
"A lot of those people were probably being convinced. If Tim and I fail now, well, you'll lose them, Tom."
"No, you won't fail. You're going to prove to them that knowledge and training are important."
"Well, they say one picture is worth a thousand words, Chief."
"That's it. Let's see what I've been talking about. Quick now, out this door."
"Yes, sir." "Oh, wait a minute. Look there, Chief, a couple of shovels."
"Oh, that's a break. Give me one, let's get moving."
"Yes, sir."
"What do you want shovels for?"
"I warned the council about the porch next door with hot ashes in a wooden box. A couple of oil cans near it."
I still don't get it. But you know what you're doing, and it proves my point. What can I do?"
"You can keep those people back out of the way. But I've got to make a spectacle of myself, all right. That fire's got to be put out, no question about that. I don't want anyone butting in and getting hurt."
"How's that burning porch look to you, Chief? Doesn't seem to have gotten too much of a start."
"I'll tell you better after I make sure there's no one in that house, Tim."
"Yes, sir."
"Well, the whole family was at the town meeting. I saw them."
"Good. Then let's move in, Tim, and get to work."
"Yes, sir." "It's our lucky day, Chief Cody. Who'd have guessed the Perkins kid would have a sandbox to play in right next to this fort?
Yes, I saw it when we drove up to the meeting.
Oh, I wish I had your eye for details like that.
You will in time. I thought you knew when you grabbed those shovels in the town hall basement.
No, sir. But I figured if there was oil mixed up in this fire, we'd have to do some digging somewhere to get it out.
Well, when you heave a shovel full on, Tim, kind of give it a twist so you spread out the sand.
Yeah, right, sir. We'll have this smothered in no time.
Over there, the base of the flame.
Yes, sir.
That's where the oil cans were.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Come together now.
Yes, sir.
Getting it?
Yeah. We're getting it, Chief.
Yeah.
Except for that post to your right. That's caught on now.
You keep shoveling. Let me get my coat off.
Yes, sir.
I'll beat that out in no time.
Yes, sir. Oh, here comes a fire truck at last. You're not darned if we aren't going to have this out before they get here. Yeah. That just about does it.
Follow me.
Looks like our friend Turner Lawson is taking charge as usual. Here he comes.
Yes, sir, with Tom Culpepper right behind him. Look at the grin on Tom's face.
Yeah.
Now, if everybody will just keep calm, we'll have this out in a where's the fire?
Why, there must be some mistake, Mr. Lawson. There doesn't seem to be any fire. Now.
Oh. So you got it out okay, Cody. Didn't amount to much after all.
A lot of them don't at first. But it's been my experience they have a tendency to spread, Mr. Lawson.
I've got an idea. Mr. Perkins is going to see the need for trained firemen after this. Thanks, Chief.
Well, if this makes folks see the need for prompt action, I guess I can't object to your putting Tim and me on the spot.
I'll see here. If you think you can use a false alarm like this to prove that we need a lot of useless equipment in town, you're very much mistaken.
Well, we'll leave that to the crowd.
Yeah.
Friends, listen to me, folks. You've just seen how two trained men, in sizing up a situation, working together in an orderly fashion.
Don't let him fool you now. You've seen nothing of the kind. And I think Chief Cody could be the first to admit it.
Yeah. If it hadn't been for him, the whole house would be ablaze by now.
Nonsense. Are you afraid to let me question him?
Well, no.
All right. Just to show you how fair I am, folks, we'll let Chief Cody be the judge. Now, isn't it true, Chief, that this was just a small blaze?
That's right. It didn't amount to much, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Did our volunteers get the truck here in time so that they could have put it out?
Why, yes, this time I guess they did it that.
You're an honest man, sir. In other words, a stream of water from our hose would have had this fire out in no time.
Not at all. You'd probably have burned the house down.
Well, what do you mean?
There was burning oil on this porch. Why do you think we used sand to smother it? A stream of water wouldn't put out an oil fire, but the minute it hit the flame, would have scattered and spread it.
Well, there you are, folks. Do we need firemen or don't we? You can read more of Chief Cody's suggestions, the ones he wasn't allowed to give at the meeting, in my paper tomorrow.
Just a minute there, Culpepper.
One word before you go, folks. There'll be an editorial in tomorrow's Courier about Mr. Lawson and the coming election, and I don't think you'll want to miss it.
Just what do you mean by that, Culpepper?
I think now you'll go on fighting against decent fire protection for this town as long as it suits you.
I will. I don't think it's necessary, and I'm convinced you started the whole thing to build circulation for your paper.
Well, suppose we let the people be the judge of that, Lawson.
What have they got to do with this?
I believe the average citizen sees the need we face as clearly as Chief Cody, Private Collins, or myself.
And you think that will change my mind, Culpepper?
It should. You represent the people on the council, or rather, I don't think you do represent them any longer.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I'm going to suggest they throw you and your whole slate out of office on election day.
So you think you can threaten me?
Oh, no, not at all. In this country, we have a choice of candidates, whether you like it or not.
My opponents don't stand a chance.
Well, we'll see. I talked with him in the crowd before you made your late arrival. He's behind my program.
All right, Culpepper, you're asking for it. You go ahead and fight me. I think you'll regret it. Yes, you and your friends, too. I think you'll all regret it.
Oh, brother, that guy really sounds sore, Tom.
You think he'll cool off, Tom?
No, Chief. No, I don't. He's a tough customer.
Well, as long as you believe in what you're fighting for...
I do. But I hate to drag you, too, into my fight.
Now, don't worry. This is our fight, too. Agree, Tim?
Yes, sir. If we can help make Plum Valley a safer place for people to live, we'll stick to the end.
Thanks. I don't have any doubts we'll win, but... Well, I would feel a lot more comfortable if I knew what Turner Lawson was going to do next.
Well, the fight is out in the open now. And the man our friends face is one of influence and determination. There's bound to be a tense struggle before the election comes off. So to be in on it, don't miss the next exciting episode of The Firefighters. In a moment, Chief Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But right now, here's a message I want you to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a word for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. Last time we talked together, I suggested clearing that vacant lot where you play of all dead leaves and trash. Now, I want to follow that up right away with a suggestion about how to do it. There's no point clearing a fire breeder if you create a fire hazard in doing it. So if you possibly can, cart dry leaves or rubbish away. If that's impossible and you have to burn this kind of thing in the open, do so in a big wire container or something of the sort. And make positive sure an adult is there when you do it. Never forget fires of any kind in the open, even little ones, are at the whim of every breeze. Well, that's all for now. Till we meet next time, so long!
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it! Let's go!
Fighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.